More than three-quarters of the votes are counted in the Afghan election. President Hamid Karzai has a commanding lead over the other 17 candidates. Karzai has been called a U.S. puppet by some of his rivals. He's often seen with the American ambassador, Zalmay Khalilzad. In fact, some observers have taken to calling the Afghan-born Khalilzad the viceroy of Afghanistan. Since taking charge of the embassy last year, Khalilzad has presided over the expansion of U.S. aid and the deployment of several thousand more troops to that country. From Kabul, NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
An Afghan trainer demonstrates to a crowd of several dozen police recruits how to properly handcuff a prisoner. This is a course taught at the Central Training Center for the Afghan National Police. The center was opened last year with the help of $27 million from the U.S. government. After the demonstration, one of the trainers, Colonel Ahmadullah Arya, said he needed a raise, and he asked an American journalist to pass the message to Ambassador Khalilzad.
Yeah, he wants you to raise the issue with him.
Khalilzad is strong, and he's one of our countrymen, Colonel Arya says. He gave a big salary to the Afghan army, and if he wants, he can give something to the police as well. When later told about this, Khalilzad was not surprised.
I think they treat me a little different, perhaps, than I would say, than they might have treated someone else who doesn't, who's not from that background and doesn't speak the language and can't understand and empathize with them.
Khalilzad is one of the few American ambassadors to have been posted to the country of his birth. He was given the position after serving on the National Security Council and later as President Bush's special envoy to Afghanistan. Afghan Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah says these close ties to the U.S. president have helped Khalilzad get more accomplished since he took office late last year.
Afghanistan needs strong support from its partners, especially from the United States. If it is symbolized in strong representation, that's good.
Aid worker Barbara Stapleton says the U.S. government appeared to make a new commitment to nation building here at the end of 2003, just as Khalilzad took over the embassy in Kabul.
The hands-off approach with regard to being directly involved in state building processes changed, and the U.S. got directly engaged.
U.S. pledges of aid to Afghanistan ballooned to $2.2 billion for this year. Meanwhile, the U.S. military established more than a dozen small bases around the country and moved its headquarters from a remote air base to this heavily guarded compound in the heart of Kabul. For many Afghans, Zalmay Khalilzad became the face of the new, more muscular American presence here. Last summer, Khalilzad and the U.S. military played a key supportive role backing Afghan interim leader Hamid Karzai when he moved to oust several powerful warlords. And when 15 opposition candidates threatened to reject the outcome of this month's presidential elections over allegations of fraud, Khalilzad paid a visit to several of them, and the crisis faded. Some Afghans resent what they call Khalilzad's interference and favoritism. Haji Muhammad Mahakek is in fourth place in the ongoing presidential election vote count.
From the day Mr. Khalilzad came into Afghanistan, the ethnic rift is widened in Afghanistan.
For now, the U.S. and international presence here is immensely popular with Afghans, who are still shell-shocked from more than 20 years of war. Khalilzad insists Afghans don't fear American over-involvement. He says their only concern is that the U.S. will abandon them in their time of need. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.